This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Lines of the human awakening. It's the InfoWar.
And now, Alex Jones.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
You get next year's news today with Dr. Jerome Corsi and Roger Stone right now. Trump is readying the counteroffensive to their attempt at civil emergency and martial law. It doesn't mean all this will be implemented, but it is definitely being prepared. And I've known that since before Trump even got elected, that they knew what was going to happen. And the criminals aren't going to give up. So the New York Times has gotten wind of this. That's what they said last week. It's Trump preparing a coup. But they're the ones trying to overthrow an election. They're the ones putting Homeland Security over with Obama's executive order over all the states. They're the ones preparing for that. So we have a duty to say no to this globalist takeover, don't we, Roger? Don't we, Dr. Corsi?
Absolutely. Go ahead, Roger.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Well, no, I think absolutely. This is, I think you're exactly right. And I want to point out the article I wrote today on Assange and the case building for Assange. Trump's lawyers now in, by the way, Roger Stone's case was brought by this Project Democracy. Trump's lawyers have gone to the U.S. District Court in Washington and argued that Julian Assange had a right to publish all of those emails from the DNC, even if they were stolen. That's out of the New York Times v. Sullivan case.
This is so huge. So if you're wondering what Trump really thinks about WikiLeaks, this is it.
This is it. In Roger Stone's case, last week, Trump sent his attorneys into the U.S. District Court to argue that Julian Assange had a right to publish those emails, even if they were stolen. And WikiLeaks also published yesterday definitively rebuking this Nera Tandine, who heads Podesta's Center for American Progress, that Russia was not involved. I mean, I think the case is building for a pardon for Assange, and we now have Trump's lawyers on the record as saying there was no crime committed.
And by the way, not to toot horns, but you're the guy that actually got up at the White House, you and Roger, with the Arpaio stuff. Arpaio doesn't give me credit. It was the show. It's you guys. So, I mean, that's why they're so freaked out and really clamped down on the White House when we got the news to Trump. He didn't even know that this had happened to Arpaio.
Well, it was critical. I think it was a great team effort because I've been following the Arpaio case for years, and we were able to get a direct line into Trump to let him know that Sheriff Arpaio at age 85, 86 is being sent to prison on a criminal misdemeanor. It was completely an egregious misuse of law by the Obama Justice
exactly.
Department.
So that said, we can announce here at the Telegraph that evidence is building, mounting, that the president is now positioning for a Assange pardon, despite what Pompeo and others are pushing.
I think that the president's going to rebuke Pompeo and Sessions on this. I think that Assange is preparing to actually get out of asylum, coming out of the Ecuadorian embassy. I think this week we're going to find some announcements coming out from Assange. But the case is being built very strongly by Trump's own attorneys before the U.S. District Court that Assange did nothing wrong. And if he's done nothing wrong, then why shouldn't he be free not to worry about U.S. Illegal apprehension or arrest? He should be a free man and free to get out of that embassy and go about his business.
Wow, that is just incredible. Roger Stone?
Yeah, it's very hard to understand the dichotomy of thought regarding Julian Assange inside the Trump administration. Donald Trump, during the campaign, praised him and said that he loved WikiLeaks. Yes, Julian Assange publishes classified information that has been purloined and sent to him. So does the New York Times. So does the Washington Post. So does the Associated Press. That's what journalists do. Why Pompeo and Tillerson and Session believe he's a criminal, they've never been able to verbalize. What law is it he has broken? Now the president's own lawyers are in federal court in the Roger Stone case, where I'm being sued over non-existent Russian hacking, and bolstering our argument. So I'm hopeful that the president will do as Jerry says.
Hold on. We've got a great guest coming on for the full hour, but I'm sure he'll be happy to hold 5 minutes. This is so big, and I saw this in the news. I want to come back and talk about this more because you're right in the middle of it.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus. And feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extracts. It gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gerald Celente is coming up here in just a few minutes. We've got Roger Stone and Dr. Jerome Corsi on, and these guys are so in the news that I'd read this last night and this morning and hadn't even brought it up when they were on. And that's the fact that in Roger Stone's case, where he and the president are being sued by Obama's lawyers that he set up when he left office to, quote, try to get Trump out of office, they are suing the president and InfoWars.com news reporter Roger Stone, former head of the Trump campaign, 2016, with no evidence saying they're Russian agents, and so they want money. I mean, it's just crazy. And even The Nation said, this is a witch hunt. This has never been done before. Russiagate is devolving into an effort to stigmatize dissent. You scroll down, it shows Roger Stone right there, just putting his hand on his head, how ridiculous this is. Even CNN said this weekend that Trump is right about the FBI and this being a witch hunt. So they're hedging their bets right now as this thing burns down. But that said, the articles on InfoWars.com by Dr. Jerome Corsi, Trump is looking at and preparing a pardon of Julian Assange. We told you a month before that it was happening with Arpaio. And now the biggest proof yet from our sources, we can't get into those, is the lawyers yesterday came in, if you just joined us, the president's lawyers on behalf of Roger Stone and the president, and said what Assange did is normal, it's in the domain, you can publish it, it's public interest, even if it was stolen by somebody else, showing where the real president's policy is going with this when he said, I don't care who's got this illegal stuff. It's Hillary doing the crime, whether it's some guy in a basement of the Russians or WikiLeaks, release it. And said, good job, WikiLeaks. So this is amazing. Let's right now get about a two-minute comment from each of you. I just want you to recap this, Roger Stone and then Dr. Corsi. And we'll put the article up that Corsi wrote for InfoWars.com on screen that everybody needs to spread. Here it is. Go ahead.
Roger, do you want to go ahead?
Sure. In my view, this is a landmark development because it has always been perplexing as to why some members of the Trump administration kept insisting that Assange is anything but what he is, a journalist. He is not a Russian asset. WikiLeaks is not a Russian front. Doesn't matter how many times John Brennan and James Clapper want to repeat that lie, just repeating it does not make it true. I was stunned when the entire front line of the Obama NSA, Clapper, Brennan, Rogers, Rice, and these other globalists actually filed a legal brief in my case, reiterating and recycling their same old garbage about how the Russians interfered in our election. No proof, no evidence, just rhetoric, their usual tactic.
They could have added an amicus brief of Tweedledee and Tweedledum or Grimm's Fairy Tales or other works of fiction.
But it does show you the importance that they put on this case. And Jerry's right. The lawyers for the president and his campaign now arguing that Assange is merely acting as a journalist and there's nothing illegal in his actions does lay the groundwork. Let's be very clear. General Kelly will oppose a pardon for Julian Assange. Rex Tillerson will oppose a pardon. Mr. Pompeo, the head of the CIA, will oppose a pardon. Jeff Sessions will oppose a pardon. Here's the good news. Donald J. Trump is his own man. No one tells Donald Trump what to do, particularly when he sees right and wrong.
All right. Thank you, Roger Stone, Infowars.com reporter. I can't wait for the new intel you get, my friend. Let me finish up with Dr. Corsi as we get Joel Salente of the Trends Journal on with us. Going back to you, Dr. Corsi, just recapping how big this is, because, again, you're the guy that first published and told us the other pardon. This is what needs to be done. We know they're telling him, sir, I know you're not doing anything wrong, but if we encourage leaking, others will leak inside the government, and then what are you going to do when you've pardoned a leaker? Well, he's not the leaker. He got the info that was leaked. He exposed criminal actions, and so we should point out this is criminal information. This is not missile secrets. Somebody does that, we'll execute them. Once they have their trial. I mean, there's a big difference here, and I think this is something the president must do if he's an honorable man.
Well, and having the attorneys for the president go into federal district court and argue that Julian Assange did nothing wrong. He had a First Amendment right to publish these stolen emails from the DNC. Now, that's on record. That's where the White House statement is. It can't be taken back.
And there's court rulings in the Pentagon Papers as well. This is well known.
Precisely. And in fact, that's right. The president and his lawyers are correct. Now, what Donald Trump, I think, is realizing, why I think this pardon is in the works, is because Assange also has the basis for saying that the Russian collusion was nonsense, because Assange has said even within the last 2 days again that he definitively did not get the emails from Russia. He said over and over again and hinted it's Seth Rich that got him the emails, and I think that's been proven. But you've got Donald Trump and Julian Assange on the same page now with Trump's attorneys on December 29th making the argument in a brief filed with the U.S. District Court in Roger Stone's case. And again, this is something Roger and I and InfoWars have been pushing since last year. This is a major breakthrough for getting the truth out about this whole Russian collusion nonsense. It was an invention, I believe, of John Brennan and the Democratic Party, with the assistance, by the way, of Eric Schmidt and Google. And that's another thing we broke, and again, we have intelligence not only in our own sources, but it seems to be backing what this QAnon is publishing, and I've been writing about it extensively. I think we've got major intelligence breakthroughs coming through in the background, and we're just seeing the first signs of it.
That's right. So get next week's news today at Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Thank you, Dr. Corsi.
Thank you very much, Alex.
All right. Let's shift gears now, but into the same subject and more throughout the hour, North Korea, you name it. With the Trends forecaster, our good friend Gerald Salente, TrendsResearch.com. We'll get into all the big news you're coming on about the next segment, but just in a few minutes here, what do you make of Assange? What do you make of the president's lawyers now in this lawsuit against the president saying Assange did nothing wrong? I think that's the truth. That's what history shows, but that shows us where the president's going on that front. What do you think?
Oh, I think it's what has Assange done wrong? He's put out information that's woken up a lot of people. And I remember when they first started with this whole WikiLeaks thing and said how it was going to damage our national security. What's going to damage? I mean, everybody knows they're spying on you. So I'm all in favor of Assange and all the others that are putting out the information that we, the people, should know about. You know, is it supposed to be a democracy? Oh, we only could tell you what we want to tell you? So, no, I think Assange is guilty of nothing. And I believe he was framed in Sweden because of what he's doing.
Well, that's been proven now. You're absolutely right. I mean, look at you judge a tree by its fruits, as Christ said. The WikiLeaks was the catalyst to bring the republic back, the economy, and to shut down a lot of the corruption. Nothing's perfect, but I mean, it's sunlight is a good disinfectant, and the great leakers like Seth Rich and others are patriots.
They are, and again, why? You know, I'm sick and tired of these little clowns, these little boys and girls called lawmakers, telling us what we should know and what we shouldn't know. You know what they forgot? Two words. Public servant. Capiche? You work for us, Junior. Could you get that in your head? We want to know all the facts. Where are they? Why aren't you showing them to us? And save your crap about, oh, if the terrorists know about this, then it's no good. I've heard that line all my life, and you keep coming out with all this stuff on how they lie to us, how they deceive us, how they steal our money and give it to their friends and murderers. What Assange is doing is great.
Absolutely. And again, it's the criminals in government that don't want this stuff to be revealed. What got revealed has been very judicious by Assange and others, exposing criminal actions after criminal actions after criminal actions by people that aren't public servants that have hijacked this country. We're going to shift gears now with Gerald Salmon. Look at trends for 2018, 2019. North Korea, how our button's bigger than theirs, and so much more straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. Please spread the live links on Facebook, Google, and Twitter.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Anand Girahardis is his name, MSNBC analyst. He says Trump's sexual insecurity is threatening to annihilate the planet. I think that shoe fits on the foot of Kim Jong-un, who is the most pathetic acting and behaving leader I've ever heard of. That said, I don't want war. We'll get Gerald Celente's take on Trump's tweet about, hey, you got your red button. He threatened to nuke us this weekend with his red button, preemptively, North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. And Trump said, well, we got a bigger button and it works. And they said, oh, that's phallic behavior. No, it's saying we got a bigger arsenal, probably 50,000 times bigger, and it works a lot better. But, yeah, let's not go there. Here is the clip of MSNBC siding with a dictator, like CNN did, against America. Here it is.
Interesting thought from Donald Trump about the size of his nuclear button and the threat that he just put up against the North Korean leader. Your thoughts?
As we saw all through 2017, men with profound sexual insecurity can wreak a lot of havoc in the lives of women and the lives of their families. But perhaps never have we seen a man whose profound sexual and masculine insecurities are literally threatening to annihilate the planet. I mean, the way he's literally capitalizing in that tweet, his nuclear button. I mean, any psychiatrist or psychologist would have a field day with that. But we all live in a world that could literally be ended in terms of a habitable planet because of the sad man's...
Okay, so if you look at classic military posture and mutually assured destruction, our generals, our presidents have said, if you have some nuclear weapons, we have more, we'll totally destroy you. Let's not do it. We didn't start this. Kim Jong-un was given the missiles, the secrets by the Clintons. He's aiming it at us. I don't want to go to war. I'm against all this. But that said, the media, CNN, all of them, Gerald, they keep literally one-sided, only attacking the president and never even saying anything bad about Kim Jong-un anymore, or Communist China or Foxconn suicide nets. What do you really think is going on here? And let's get into the larger issue of this with the Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com.
Well, first of all, why would anybody listen to this little boy who is just talking over there about, you know, sexuality? And that was the major story, according to AP, of 2017, harassment. So it's what the media is. It's just dumbed down and stupid. And I don't know why anybody would listen to or pay attention to these people. It's like going on to CNN, the Cartoon News Network, and I get all of a sudden they keep flashing up the pictures of the, you know, of Don Lemon. Perfect name for the cat, man. A lemon. It perfectly fits him. A little Anderson Cooper. A little nobody who would be a nobody if mommy wasn't a Vanderbilt. Why would people listen to these little clowns? And that's what InfoWars does. You are bringing an alternative news and as your real news as well. So this is what the people have to stop doing if they don't want to keep being brainwashed by idiots. This isn't fake news. It's dumbed down news.
Exactly. So let me ask you this then, before we get into North Korea itself. They even turn it into, like, masculinity's bad, and there's this whole assault on it, equating masculinity or men that are virile, that on average women want, virile, with rape, or Harvey Weinstein. They're now equating masculinity with being a rapist. What do you think's behind that?
Well, I better stop using this super male vitality, then I might get arrested. I'm telling you, it's what it is. They're staying away from the real news. This is all they talk about. These are little minds. Why can't people call a spade a spade? Look at the stupid news. It's dumbed down news.
I agree. So, that said, what's your analysis, though, on the Korean Peninsula?
I don't see anything happening. We don't see anything happening there because if the United States attacks North Korea for any reason, for whatever reason, say goodbye to South Korea. I mean, Seoul is what, 35 miles from the border? And we got 24 million people there? And hey, goodbye, Japan. See you later. So I think this is more rhetoric. And I see some positive movements when you're seeing that, you know, they want to talk about the Olympics and how they could participate in it. And the way
that's where I was going next. For the first time in 25 years, 2 years specifically on this system, but for the first time in 25 years, they're reaching out to the general government. First time in 2 years on this emergency hotline. So as you said, big movement.
Yes, and the future is peace. I mean, if we go into war, I mean, look, how many more do we have to look at? Wonderful day in Afghanistan today. Let's go. You know, Alex, why don't we go meet in Baghdad and have a nice time? And after that, we could take a trip to Tripoli and maybe Damascus. I mean, look what's going on in the world. So the only future that I see that's profitable is for peace. And I think there's some strong movements in that direction because there will be no winner if the United States and North Korea go to war. It's, you know, again, there'll be mass murder there, and there'll be no end in sight.
Let me bring this up since you mentioned other parts of the world. Trump said, my instinct is we shouldn't be in Afghanistan. Let's get out. Then they tell him, oh, sir, we got to clean out Al-Qaeda and Taliban, or they'll reconstitute and attack again. He goes, well, I'm going against my instincts. That's one of the big promises he's broken is this Afghanistan thing, and I just don't know how he got sucked into that.
Well, look who's running the government. I mean, Mattis. I mean, if I look at a picture of this guy, this General Mattis, what planet is he from?
Emperor Palpatine.
You know, and then look what Mattis just said about us staying in Syria with over 2,000 troops. We're invading a foreign nation. We have no business being there. And again, here's the deal. You're in business, I'm in business. We have to prove by our victories. Show me your victories, and then we could talk about the future and what you said about Afghanistan. You know, we spent more money rebuilding Afghanistan when adjusted for inflation than the United States spent for the Marshall Plan after World War II. And I'm a New Yorker. Take the subway over here. It's a night in Calcutta. It's a bad joke. And again, a bunch of stupid politicians putting their money in stupid places, giving it to their friends. It's ridiculous, the whole place. And again, I agree with you with Trump saying what he said about Afghanistan, and he got a lot of support because the people really want to get out of there. And now you have Pence saying that we're on the road to victory.
And we've been there 17 and a half years. It's the world's longest war now in modern history.
Yeah. And a no end in sight.
And then we call Russia our enemy, even though after 9/11 they were the first group to help us go into Afghanistan. That's just incredible. All right, I've been asking questions so far. We come back. Harold's always got a raft of stuff on his agenda that's always very important and informative. So we're going to let him take over when we come back and see where he leads us straight ahead. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Spread the link, spread the live feeds. That's how we reach more people. Wherever you're watching us live, spread that link and support that local station as well, please.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high-meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Information war. It's Alex Jones.
We saw this about 10, 15 minutes ago from Jennifer Epstein. We didn't run with it because it's not a tweet by the president. We couldn't substantiate it. And I looked up, though, 10 minutes later, and there's Fox News reporting this right now. So let's go ahead and put her tweet up on screen. Reportedly, the president has responded in this release that Fox News says they also got. So we'll play that in a minute. President claims that, quote, hit pause, Steve Bannon has nothing to do with me or my presidency. When he was fired, he not only lost his job, he lost his mind. Steve was a staffer who worked for me after I had already won the nomination and defeating 17 candidates, often described as one of the most talented field ever. And then it continues with the full quote by the president. So there is the full quote. Often described as the most talented field ever assembled in the Republican Party. This is from the president. Now that he is on his own, Steve is learning that winning isn't as easy as I make it look. Yeah, people get the approximation of power and think that's it. Steve had very little to do with our historic victory, which the media made it all about him. And then it continues on. Steve had nothing to do with my historic victory. Again, you guys, it's not a big deal, but it's moved around so much I can't find my place there for people watching on TV. I don't think they can either. So try to just take it back out to the full page and I can read it. Again, this is all breaking. Crew's doing a great job. It's just hard to do this stuff live. Start over. Statement from the President of the United States. Steve Bannon has nothing to do with me or my presidency. When he was fired, he not only lost his job, he lost his mind. Steve was a staffer who worked for me after I had already won the nomination by defeating 17 candidates, often described as the most talented field ever assembled in the Republican Party. Now that he is on his own, Steve is learning that winning isn't as easy as I make it look. Steve had very little to do with our historic victory, which was delivered by the forgotten men and women of this country. Yet Steve had everything to do with the loss of the Senate seat in Alabama, held for more than 30 years by Republicans. Steve doesn't represent my base. He's only in it for himself. Steve pretends to be at war with the media, which he calls the opposition party. And he spent his time at the White House leaking false information. That was the word of what he was gotten rid of. Wow, Trump's really pissed. To the media to make himself seem far more important than he was. It is the only thing he does well. Steve has rarely in a one-on-one meeting with me and only pretends to have influence to fool a few people with no access and no clue, whom he helped write phony books. We have many great Republican members in Congress and candidates who are very supportive of Make America Great Again. This is a long statement by the president, but continuing on and just finishing up with the quote here. This is just absolutely incredible. It is the only thing he does well. Steve was rarely in a one-on-one meeting with me, and he only pretends to have had influence to fool a few people with no access and no clue who he helped write phony books. We have many great Republican members of Congress and candidates who are very supportive of Make America Great Again. Like me, they love the United States of America and are helping to finally take our country back and build it up rather than simply seeking to burn it all down, as Bannon has said. Okay, I didn't mean to interrupt Gerald Celente, the trends forecaster, trendsresearch.com. But Trump unloads on pretender Bannon, lost his mind. Now, that's the name of this segment right there. We'll get into other big subjects you want to cover, but first off, as news breaks, obviously, with Gerald Celente, what do you make of this going on?
Well, you know, it's like when I, again, going to what they call the news, and I hear what Jimmy Kimmel or Colbert said. Now, what do I care what clowns say? And this guy's a sore loser, and he's crying in front of everybody. But in the meantime, what he's doing is he's building his name out there so people keep going to his website, you know, that he works, you know, that he's a part of. So it's just using, again, he's exploiting an opportunity that he's never stopped doing. So, again, to me, it's like, who cares? Look at this guy. Not my kind of cat, you know. Goodbye, you lost, you're out. Why you keep crying? So it's a sore loser, that's all it is. Everything that he says, and again, why do I care what Jimmy Kimmel or Colbert said? Hey, did you hear what Mickey Mouse said last week?
Well, I heard Bannon was forced out for leaking, but I didn't want to put out rumors, but I didn't get that from a White House source. And now the president says that's the case. Okay, so much going on. I've got hundreds of things I could ask you about, but what's front and center for Gerald Celente?
Well, we have our top trends of 2018 we put out, and I just want to run through a number of them quickly. You know, this whole cryptocurrency craze actually ties into a lot of what you're doing. And you're an alternative media bringing different news and different information to people. And that's why a lot of people are going into cryptocurrencies. It's a populist movement in many ways. You know, they say this thing is a fraud. It's like a tulip bubble. And guess what? You can't eat tulips. You only could look at them. They're good for nothing else. This using this for exchange of currency. This is using for transactions. This is real money in a lot of ways. and you're seeing big names getting into it, like Thiel yesterday. It announced, what, millions of dollars invested in them. 80% of the actions coming from Asia, not the United States. People are looking at the fiat currencies. Again, look at the budget deficit in the United States. How about the one over there in China? A debt-to-GDP ratio of 300. How about Japan? Hey, I'm going to sell you a 10-year bond, Alex, and I like you so much, I'm going to give you negative yields. That means in 10 years, I'll give you less back than you gave me. So people see the fraud that's going on. So there may be a crypto bust, but after the bust, the big ones will stay in place just like the dot-com bust. Yeah, everything crashed in 2000 in March, but hey, after that, you saw it grow again. So we see this crypto mania as not a bubble, but it's really a lot of the 21st century. You go to China, Alex, people aren't using cash or credit cards. Bap, it's your app. That's all it is. Now even to the point of facial recognition. The world is going cashless. There's no coin of the realm to hang on to. So people are cashing in to the cryptos that they think will bring in the most amount of cash.
Well, when we see it being the biggest thing in the world compared to even Goldman Sachs and hundreds of new ones coming online, and the central banks are fiat currency to begin with as well, it shows competition. And as all these big billionaires start weighing in, I agree, there's going to be booms, there's going to be busts. Some are going to end up, you know, going belly up because of fraud. But at the end of the day, you can see that this is the system of the currency of the singularity of the future.
Yes. Another trend, because again, people subscribe to us because they want to invest and make different decisions. This whole thing about electric cars, forget it. It's not going to happen now with the technology that they have. Last year, they produced 84 million cars on Earth. There are total on Earth, there are only 2 million electric vehicles. They're too limited. The battery technology is 1800s technology. So all the hype that Elon Musk keeps getting, it's not a reality. China's pushing it bigger than anybody. They produced about 420,000 electric vehicles last year out of producing 24 million, less than 400,000.
Because the electricity still comes from fossil fuel, and in the equations, it has a bigger carbon footprint than oil.
You got it. So it's not going to happen, along with the driverless cars, too. Yet people are just going to sit in the freeway like this. Hey, How many cars did they recall last year for hoods flying open, accelerators sticking, the ignition switches?
And we already see disasters everywhere with self-driving cars. Exactly. It's
airbags exploding.
Wait till these computers malfunction. They're already doing it with the driverless cars. We'll be back. Wow, Gerald Celente is on fire. Straight ahead. What are we going to hit next, Gerald?
Well, how about organic cities?
Let's talk about organic cities, sanctuary cities of organicness. We'll be back with Gerald Celente. Then in the third hour, Jack Posobiec. Stay with us.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps.
Sunshine pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You know, Trump is very formulaic, and he did not attack Bannon, even though we know that he was getting attacked through leaks that he thought were from Bannon. As soon as he saw these quotes from Bannon, even though these may be exaggerated or twisted, the president's gone completely ape. We've just retreated it, Real Alex Jones, the president's full statement. It's also been published at Infowars.com. Simply amazing. Gerald Celente is our guest. We're going right back to him in a moment to get into more future trends in the next hour. We're joined by Jack Posobiec and more to talk about North Korea, to talk about the Trump administration, to talk about all these other big issues. Briefly, you've been supporting the broadcast, and I appreciate that. But if we're going to grow in the face of the globalist and continue to deliver when they are putting everything they've got into the fight against us, and Soros more than quadrupling the amount of money he's putting into bringing down Western countries, then we need the listeners to spread the articles, spread the videos, spread the links, spread the stories. I'm not griping at you. I'm saying you're the reason we've expanded. But now we're under attack more than ever because the globalists have congressional hearings and single us out as one of the main enemies because they understand we're not in it for just ourselves. We're in it all together because we're in it for ourselves. We understand we're in this together. All hang together or hang separate, as Benjamin Franklin said. So we have incredible supplements that are one of the main funders we've got. And we've got more than 60 of them now for every angle. Some of them are for the same thing, but different formulas to see what you like the best. They're all there. And New Year's specials have been extended through Sunday, and then they've got to end. That means store-wide free shipping. Super Male Vitality, 50% off. Rainforest Plus, 50% off. Alpha Power, 50% off. That super powerful laundry product. Cell Force, that's got the Bio PQQ, the CoQ10, all of it, at 50% off with free shipping. All this is free shipping. Survival Shield X2, the good iodine. That's 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off with free shipping. The Real Red Pill. Just learn why that's such a base for everything you've got to have. We've got all the Super Blue high-quality toothpaste products, 50% off. And those are about a week from selling out at current sales rates. So we had to end the sale for Myco ZX. This is about to sell out and a bunch of other stuff. So a bunch of these are going to end the next few days. So Super Blue products, the fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and iodine that it's fortified with, that's about to end. Secret 12, really high-quality vitamin B12 you take under the tongue, that's about to sell out, 50% off. DNA Force is excellent, 33% off. Carnivore and Floralife, our new probiotic, 33% off. Free shipping on all of it, and it's your purchases that make it possible, InfoWarsStore.com. So thank you all, or 888-253-3139. And when I say support our local affiliates, that's critical. Spreading the word, becoming a sponsor. And our guests, people like Gerald Celente, never even plugs his quarterly glossy magazine that you may already know a lot of this, but your friends and family don't. Give it as a gift, or sign up for the free news alerts. But it's all about building a new economy, something Celente has been writing best-selling books since the early 90s on, and that we now see at the vanguard of people pulling away from globalism. So go to TrendsResearch.com and become a subscriber to the Trends Journal, but definitely bookmark TrendsResearch.com to see his own news reports and more. Okay, Gerald, let's get into, with you now, some of the other big trends you see.
Well, I was mentioning, we see a trend called organic growth cities. You know, cities like where I am up here in Colonial Kingston, New York, this place thrived when the Industrial Revolution was going on. It was supplying New York with cement and bricks and on and on. And then the Industrial Revolution died. The place went down. And then IBM came here. They were making mainframe computers. They left. The place went down. And now this place and many others around the country are snapping back because they're growing organically without the requirement of a big industry or a resource. And they're places that was when America truly was beautiful and the construction was gorgeous. So what's happening is that people can't afford to live in Brooklyn anymore, New York City. So they, and then not only here, but around all the major cities, and they're going to these old hubs that were beautiful downtowns, and they're rebuilding them organically, not because they're relying on, for example, you got a clown over here in Jersey, a stupid jerk of the governor over there. And what is he doing? He's offering Amazon little Christie. Yeah, a little piece of junk, giving Amazon, offering them $7 billion of our money, tax breaks they call it, so he can open up a slave camp for packaging, handling, and shipping that people make $28,000 a year. So that's how they're trying to regrow it rather than letting it grow organically. And by the way, that's called fascism, the merger of state and corporate powers. We got to give a guy like Bezos that's worth $100 billion, $7 billion to open up a slave camp. So that's one of our trends, organic cities.
And by the way, I was reading your article. People have to go see it. These are smaller but medium-sized towns that have the infrastructure that's still there, but that everybody's left, where you have beautiful mountains, streams, woods, you know, just over the top, great culture, great old buildings. And I remember it was like 5, 6 years ago, 7, whatever it was, you said, I'm selling everything I got in New York. I'm moving to Kingston. I'm you bought up the four corners there for almost nothing. You said, I'm investing everything in a renaissance. I want a new renaissance. I'm betting it all. As everybody says, America's going down. And I got to say, that's one of your greatest trailblazings, because I know I've read Kingston's been coming back. By the way, and so but you bet on it with love. It's a beautiful surrounding. I've been up in that area before, totally gorgeous. And again, they go, oh, it's racist to move to the suburbs. But now they have to admit the suburbs are, quote, half minority. They want to get out of these overpriced cities. And it's the Democratic Party that wants to make you stay in these big rotting, you know, blue state cities. What do you think of Trump getting rid of the exemption on property tax above $10,000 to make the state's lower property taxes like they're supposed to?
Well, they won't lower them. That's the whole thing. We pay ridiculous taxes here. And again, you know, it's hurting a lot of people, I have to tell you, because the taxes here are so high. I mean, I pay $120,000 worth of taxes a year, Alex. That, just to give you an idea.
Just to give you an idea.
It's going to hurt a lot of the other people. It's also going to hurt real estate. And it's that's according to, you know, a lot of the agencies that are coming out. So I'm not thrilled about that one myself.
Yeah, but listen, it's going to make them lower it. How big a write-off?
They won't. They won't lower it. You're dealing with a bunch of sick people called politicians.
Yeah, but Trump thinks it will. And he's been, look, how big a write-off? I understand you just lost a big write-off. So did I. Okay, I'm in the same boat.
Exactly.
But Trump just got rid of it for him. Imagine how much stuff he owns.
I didn't lose a write-off. I have commercial buildings, so sure. I didn't lose. I'm not complaining for me. I'm telling you that the politicians are so stupid, so greedy, and so ignorant. What they'll do is they'll actually raise taxes anytime they can, like they always do.
Yeah.
So I don't see it happening.
Well, so you think Trump is, because he said why he did it, you think he's underestimating him?
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, they're politicians. Look up.
Well, let me ask you this. What do you make of Trump raising the taxes on himself? That's what he did.
Yeah. Again, look up the definition of a politician. They're only in it for themselves. So they don't really care about the people. Anyway, I also want to mention, by the way, everyone listening, if you go to our website, trendsresearch.com, and hit trend updates, there's a column over there, the buttons, and you can see all of our top trends for 2018. And also, to ask everybody to put their money where their mind is and support Alex Jones, the products that you sell, I buy because I know the quality of them. And that people, if they really want to have an alternative message that's a solid message based on facts, and not the
Well, they need to support you as well. But getting back to this, how did you, I guess you didn't guess it, you just bet on it. But what you did moving to Kingston and putting everything there.
I'm a trend forecaster, so what I do is I look for the developments, and I see what happens. People can't afford to live in these cities anymore. Again, the taxes, the cost of living. So people, and you look at the whole millennial generation. They're looking for beauty and elegance as well in a lot of ways. So they're finding these old cities that aren't a bunch of ugly glass and steel and still have real structures to them, that you can get to an airport pretty quickly. They have mass transportation around them, and they have beauty surrounding them. So that's how we saw it.
Well, I've been to Kingston back in college. It's just gorgeous.
The Catskill Mountains are right over here. I mean, the whole Hudson River is down here. We're 90 miles away from New York City, and it's a world away. So when I have to go there, I do. When I don't, I'm here.
That's the way to go. I tell you, Austin used to be like that, and now it is just California reject central. Good Lord. Now, a lot of great Californians, people that went to California and failed, they've come here. Gerald, do five more minutes with me. I want to hit a few more forecasting points with him straight ahead, trendsresearch.com. Thank you all, listeners, for what you do, by the way. We'll be right back.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.